Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with what we're doing at WVIA News. Today, basketball championships run in the family for three Scranton students. Pennsylvania wants to recruit more bilingual workers. And Julie Sidoni sends us a new Pennsylvania postcard. It's Wednesday, April 16th. Let's get into it. First, we'll stop in State College, where U.S. Senator Dave McCormick held a roundtable discussion with local business leaders on Tuesday. He says Pennsylvanians should be optimistic about the future of the economy, even with continued uncertainty around tariffs. Sydney Roach has more for WVIA.
Speaking after the event to reporters, McCormick says he acknowledges the uncertainty surrounding tariffs, but he says they will eventually lead to more fair trade practices with Europe, Canada, Mexico, and China.
That's going to be good for some businesses because there'll be much more competitive playing field. It's going to be good for consumers. It's going to be good for the real economy. That's the goal.
Following the largest stock market drop since the COVID-19 pandemic, President Trump issued a 90-day pause on most reciprocal tariffs, except against China. Still, some economists worry about a possible recession. McCormick says past presidents have claimed they would negotiate better trade deals, but it hasn't happened yet.
We need to make that transition. I think there's ways to do that in a way that'll be great for our economy. And so I do think it's worth making the tough choices to get there, and I think that's what President Trump's trying to do.
McCormick says he's hosting meetings with business leaders across Pennsylvania to give them clarity on what's happening around tariffs and inform their investment decisions. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney, for that report. We're headed back to Scranton now for the latest edition of Beyond the Scoreboard, a new sports feature series from WVIA News. Each final buzzer brought another victory to the boys' basketball team at St. Clair St. Paul School this season. And for the school in Scranton's Green Ridge neighborhood, a state championship is a family tradition. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
As St. Clair St. Paul advanced through the basketball playoffs, three fathers watched with a different perspective. They understood the nerves, the excitement, the desire to make the Crusader community proud. Teammates Jimmy Doherty, Maddie Seitzinger, and Charlie Denenbaum help lead the school to the boys' 8th grade Catholic Youth Organization state championship in March. Their dads, Jim Doherty, Matt Seitzinger, and Matt Denenbaum, did that in 1992. Jim Doherty says March's victory was even more special for the dads.
Anything that they were doing that brings them that much joy and excitement and just pure youthful expressions of happiness is better than anything I could ever have accomplished on the court myself.
Marywood University hosted this year's championship. Crusader fans packed the bleachers. The boys faced a team from Erie in the final game.
Straight from the jump, we never looked back. We went up early, and we were up 30 points at halftime.
That's Jimmy Doherty. Younger students ran out onto the court as the buzzer sounded, and the scoreboard showed a 63-23 victory for the undefeated Crusaders. Throughout the season, the dads helped their sons with more than shooting drills and rebounding balls. They eased nerves and provided encouragement. Matt Seitzinger says this year's team would likely beat the 1992 champions.
We were good in our own right too, but these guys are special.
The boys plan to attend Scranton Prep in the fall. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
We report to you. I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News team. Every day we strive to bring you interesting and unique stories from around the region. Find us on air and online at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. So if you can speak and write in Spanish, the state of Pennsylvania may have a job for you. The state is launching a 6-month pilot program to recruit more than 1,000 bilingual workers to the state's workforce. Corey Sharber reports for WVIA.
The pilot program will focus on recruiting workers to help connect residents to employment services and unemployment compensation benefits and services. Roughly 1,100 employees who speak and can write in Spanish will be eligible for an additional $1 per hour, equaling almost $1,000 more over the six-month pilot. To qualify for the pay incentive, workers must meet minimum requirements established by the Department of Labor and Industry for verbal and written Spanish proficiency. The additional $1 per hour will be available to unemployment compensation intake interviewers, claims supervisors and examiners, as well as PA Career League program supervisors, disabled veterans outreach program specialists, and local veterans employment representatives.
That was Corey Sharber with that story. Now, one more thing before I leave you today. It's time to learn a little bit more about our state with a Pennsylvania postcard from Director of Journalism Julie Sidoni.
Berwick in Columbia County played an enormous role in World War II. From 1940 through 1944, every Allied army was using what's called a Stuart tank, the first United States tank built on an assembly line, and the factory, American Car and Foundry, was in Berwick. More than 9,000 workers from all over the region had a hand in producing more than 15,000 tanks. The Stuart was different than other tanks. It was prized for its speed. It could go 35 miles an hour, far faster than the 9 miles an hour that was typical at the time. Stuart tanks were used not just in battle in Normandy and other parts of northern France, but according to state records, on every continent. Visitors from around the world can learn all about Berwick's pivotal contributions to history at the Stuart Tank Museum, which opened 3 years ago. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more of these stories at WVIA.org or on your WVIA mobile app. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember, if you want to stay up to date every weekday, subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or write at WVIA.org. And if you just can't get enough, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter too. You'll get all the local stories you need to know delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. Enjoy your Wednesday. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.